Blog Talk Radio.
The topic which is at hand, there is a theme
that is reverberated throughout the Bible, in the Gospels, where Jesus oftentimes he responded in a few places where he made this particular statement that is the object of our lesson on today. According to your faith, praise God, faith has a context, praise God. It has to come from the individual. Of course, God has power. We understand that. But we have to supply the faith. The Bible says to every man, it has been given a measure of faith. Let's get to the word on today. If you have your Bibles, let's go to Matthew chapter 9, the ninth chapter of Matthew. And we want to begin reading in your hearing from the 18th verse. And we're going to read down to verse 30. Praise God. Matthew 9, verse 18. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, while he spake these things, speaking of Jesus, behold, there came a certain ruler. While he spake these things, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Glory to God. And Jesus, verse 19, arose and followed him, and did so, and so did his disciples. Jesus, he arose, he got up, and he followed the man, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased. This is while he's following the man now, that is the ruler. In the process, it says, behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. There are many things going on in this scene. Jesus is now following the leader, the ruler, rather, and in the process, this woman who's been dealing with a physical ailment, a disease, the Bible says, that she'd been dealing with for 12 years, she now has come behind Christ Jesus, and she's touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, the Bible says, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Praise God. She said, I shall be made whole. But Jesus, verse 22, turned himself about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman which was made whole from that hour, that is, immediately. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, it says, he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. That is, they were creating all types of a calamity. They were in turmoil because of what had happened. The damsel, praise God, the servant, praise God, had already been deceased, if you will. The daughter had been deceased, praise God. And so they were in there making such a calamity because of all that had happened. The musicians and the people, they were all in there just creating a commotion. Verse 24, and he said unto them, give place. That is, move back. For the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. She's not dead, Jesus said, but sleepeth. And they laughed, the Bible says, they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, that is, they were put out of the room, he went in and he took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Glory to God. And the fame thereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed from there, two blind men. Now, there's more going on. There's more things happening. Now he's taking care of the young lady, the ruler's daughter. She's now arose. She's alive again. And he left that place, praise God. And the fame thereof of him went abroad into all that land. And when he departed from there, here's now two blind men that followed him, crying and saying, that is, that they were behind him, declaring, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." They were following Jesus, saying, crying out, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." They realized who Jesus was, that he was a descendant of David. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. Now they followed him even into the house, the Bible says. And Jesus said unto them, "Believe that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, and here lies the context of our message, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." In other words, don't tell nobody about it. Praise God. The message, according to your faith. According to your faith. It has never been a question, beloved, of the fact that God has all power. The Bible declares that he is omnipotent. That is, God has all power. Praise God. Not some power, but all power, both over the heavens and over the earth. But the question is, do we have the faith to believe? It's according to our faith. Praise God. Mark and Luke said that this man's name was Jairus. That is the leader, this ruler that came unto Jesus. And as a leader of the synagogue, Jairus was responsible for administration. That is, looking after the building and supervising the worship that took place within the synagogue. Praise God. And running the school on weekdays. And his job was to find rabbis to teach, that is, on the Sabbath. And so we understand this man had great responsibility. So he was a ruler. He was of, praise God, of the synagogue. Praise God. And then this woman who came in process while he was on his way to deal with this ruler's situation, that is his daughter, who now was deceased. She now was dead. In process, Jesus followed this man going to his house to deal with his particular situation. This woman who had been dealing with an issue she had suffered with for 12 years, with a hemorrhage, which was perhaps a menstrual disorder. In our times of desperation, saints of God, we need to have, we don't have to worry, rather, about the correct way to reach out to God. Like this woman, we can simply reach out in faith and he will respond. This woman, the Bible says, said within herself, "If I could but touch the hem of his garment," she said, "if I could get close enough, just to touch the hem. I ain't got to have a conversation. If I can just get close enough to him to touch the very hem of his garment, I know within myself that that will be enough for me to be made whole." It's according to our faith. Praise God. And God changed a situation that had been a problem for years, like the leper and the demon-possessed man. This woman was considered unclean. For 12 years, she too had been one of the untouchables. That is, they were to reside outside of the camp. They could not come within the city. They had to be ostracized. They had to be separated, isolated, praise God, from their loved ones, from friends, from neighbors. And they could not be included back until they were to go to the priest to be considered clean again. So therefore, some people went through a lifetime, the rest of their lives, not being able to communicate, to fellowship with their loved ones. And so this woman was considered one of these untouchables and had not been able to lead a normal life. But Jesus changed that and restored her. Sometimes we are tempted to give up on people or situations that have not changed for many, many years. God, however, can change what seems to be unchangeable, giving new purpose and new hope. Glory to God. The synagogue leader didn't come to Jesus until his daughter, she was already dead. That is, she was deceased already when he came to Jesus. It was too late for anyone else to help. But Jesus simply went to the girl, and what did he do? He raised her up because he said, I have power, resurrection power, glory to God. He had power to raise up this ruler's daughter. And he did indeed raise her up in our lives. Christ can make a difference when it seems too late for anyone else to be able to help. He can bring a healing to broken relationships, a release from addicting habits, and forgiveness and healing to emotional scars. If your situation looks hopeless, remember that Christ can do the impossible. I tell you, he can do the impossible in your life. But the question always is and remains the same. Do you have faith that God can do these things in our lives? Then if we have faith, the Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Glory to God. These men, they referred unto Jesus of Matthew 9:27, as son of David, which was a popular way of addressing Jesus as Messiah, because it was known that the Messiah would be a descendant of David, the reference here being Isaiah 9:7. This is the first time that the title is used in the book of Matthew. Jesus' ability to give sight to the blind was prophesied in Isaiah 29:18, Jesus didn't respond immediately to the blind man's pleas. He waited to see. Glory to God. This is important, saints. He didn't respond immediately to the blind man's pleas. He waited to see if they had faith. Do you have faith? Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith, we're reminded in Scripture, it's dead being alone without works. We can't say faith without showing faith. So he waited to see if these men were not just crying faith and that they believed in God, but they indeed had faith in him. So he waited to see if faith materialized. Not everyone who says he wants help really believes God can help him. Jesus may have waited and question these men to emphasize and increase their faith. When you think that God is too slow in answering your prayers, consider, glory to God, consider that he might be testing you as he did these blind men. Do you believe that God can help you? Do you really want his help? These blind men were persistent. Oh, glory. There must be a persistence. And sometimes God waits to see how bad do we want it. Are we persistent in our efforts to seek God for the solution to the problem, for the end of the situation? Do you believe? Praise God. They went right into the house where Jesus was staying. That is, they pursued him. They followed him along the path, and when he came to the house, they followed him into the house. These men wanted help, praise God, and they were persistent. They knew Jesus could heal them, and they would let nothing stop them from finding him. Even when the people told them to hush, they cried all the more, the Bible says, as they followed him. I saw, they cried louder, thou son of David. Glory to God. Have mercy on us. They wanted help. They know Jesus was the one that can help them, and they were not going to quit until they got the help that they sought. If you believe Jesus is the answer to your every need, don't let anything or anyone stop you from reaching out to him. The question is not whether God has power. The question is if you got the faith. And if you got the faith, the Lord still says today, as he said in Matthew 9, then If you believe, then according to your faith, be it unto you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his holy and eternal word. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Fields. And we're now down to the commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields, your host here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700. Access code 126-580#.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. We are down to the last 8 minutes of the segment, and we want to give Pastor Phil the opportunity to answer one of the listeners' questions in the chat room, as well as the opportunity to give closing thoughts or to pray for the individual. Pastor Phil, we have Bishop Jacobs, and he said, awesome word, man of God. His question is, dealing with the segment, according to your faith, he said so many in the body of Christ now have grown kind of hopeless. And he said, in his church, it seemed like there is a law of faith that's arising. He said, so as a man of God, how would you encourage the people according to their faith? And then what do you think would be a solution?
Amen. And praise God. Thank God for the bishop on today. And we certainly give glory. Wonderful question. And certainly the only thing we can do according to Scripture is to lead them. Paul said to young Timothy, be an example unto the believers in word and in deed or conversation, in faith, in purity. We must continue to lead them, that is, through the example of our own lives. And as difficult as that may seem, the only thing we can do is what Jesus himself taught us. Be an example. He didn't show us. The Lord himself even says to us, Bishop, and to all that are listening, be ye holy as I also am first holy. We must lead them through our own lives. Many times I've come to understand that it's not just for me to teach the people about the faith that the Bible says comes through hearing the word of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, Romans 10:17 says, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We give them, the faith is both established, faith is increased, and faith is sustained by the word of God. Faith cometh. It's on three levels. Faith is first is established by the word of God, faith is sustained by the word of God, and faith increases by continuously hearing the word of God. And as a man of God, I know you are preaching the gospel to the people, and we must continue to teach them that gospel. The Bible says, be instant in season, out of season, when they want to hear it, when they don't, when it's popular, when it's not. Preach it anyhow, because the word makes a difference in the lives of people. So we must continue to demonstrate the word of God through them. The word is alive. And it becomes alive as we execute the word in our lives. It's more than just teaching the word and declaring the word. Paul says faith without works is dead. So we've got to also demonstrate our faith. That is, walk it out. however small measure. Sometimes it may seem insignificant, but even in little things, we must teach them to demonstrate their faith in the word, the will of God. God bless you, man of God. We're praying for you and for each and every believer that we may continue to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the word and work of the living God. God bless you is our prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Fields, and thank you, Bishop Jacob, for calling in and actually participating in the chat session portion all the way from Ontario, Canada. Man of God, be blessed, you and the body of Christ that you are shepherding. And we are now down to the close of this segment. We're down to the last 4 minutes of the segment, and we want to give anyone the opportunity, if you want to call in and ask Pastor Fields any questions or give him a comment or a word of encouragement. You have the opportunity to do that at this current time. And the call-in number is area code 1-323-870-4001. 1-323-870-4001. And we're down to the remaining portion of our segment. And Pastor Fields, you have the opportunity even now, sir, to give words of encouragement to those that are listening and those that are online in the chat session to encourage the men and the women of God and the body of Christ in this season to actually grow or increase in their faith. Because your segment is awesome according to your faith, but something to encourage them to rebuild their faith.
Amen, and praise God. Certainly, and us, our efforts, to continue to not only be sustained in the times in which we live, but also to continue to build. We must continue to just be obedient saints of God to the word of God, which is his will. That is, we must commit ourselves to the word. Oftentimes what I've found in today's society, we talk about the word, we believe the word, but we do not study the word of God, and we must continue to live our lives. Jesus said in Acts, a man shall not live, not Acts, he said in the Gospels, man shall not live by physical bread alone, but rather by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is how we must live our lives, saints of God. We've got to live every aspect of our lives by the word. That is, know what God's will, what his instruction is concerning our lives for that particular situation in our lives. There's a word. There's a word of instructions in the word of God that will guide us in every aspect. And so we must continue to search the scriptures, for we find life indeed, the life that is in Christ. And he said, I came not to give you just life, but the abundant life that is in Christ. We can't find it anywhere else in the world, but we find it in the word of God. He told us we were separate from the world. He called us to be different, and we must continue to operate as his ambassadors in the world, demonstrating to them that not only do we know God, we trust God, and we continue to stand on the word of God. God bless you, and God keep you is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that encouragement. It is very needed in this season in the body of Christ. Let us know, listening audience, how you are enjoying the Real Talk segment, and you can contact us via Pastor Phil's website, which is www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as let him know what upcoming segments you like him teaching on, and give him feedback or words of encouragement to let him know that he's doing an awesome job in this time of this season for the kingdom of God and following the mandate of God. As well as in this time of this season, you can avail yourself to monetary donations to Pastor Phil's various ministries, or you can sponsor him for upcoming radio and television segments that he's in the process of working on. Once again, the website is www.godsanointedministries.com. This is Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. We bring you to Godspeed and the blessings and the favor of the Lord upon your life in this time. We'll be right back.
silence speaks here in the great unseen, here when the answer's out of reach. Here I will break my heart, here I will brave the dark, here find you singing over me. I am